The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of The News Show. It's the 17th of October, 2019. We've got the best Google news. Yes, you probably know Google had a Pixel event, so we're going to get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Yes, here we go. We didn't learn much, but here we go anyway. Yes, at Google's hardware event in New York City, we finally got everything uncovered of what Google was going to put out, even though we kind of had a peek already. Actually, more than a peek, particularly when it came to the Pixel. Nonetheless, though, that's what we're going to start with is the Pixel 4. It was a duo of new smartphones. The Pixel 4, the Pixel 4 XL, yeah, they had pretty good upgrades. And that gesture recognition we were hearing about, yeah, it's there. Of course, along with the dual rear cameras. Yeah, but we knew that one already, yeah. Now, as far as the software in the Pixel, that's at least where we're seeing something new, including that built-in voice recording app. It will actually be capable of transcribing audio, and it's going to do it in real time. Pretty nifty feature. Other than that, though, that was pretty much it for the Pixel. It's going to be available in black, white, and orange, and prices will start at $799 and go all the way up to $999, with shipping expected to be on October 24th. Now, from the Pixel, we go on to the Pixel Book. Yes, the Pixel Book Go. Yes, it's the next generation of the hybrid laptop tablet. Though, to be fair, though, it's kind of let the whole hybrid element kind of go. Google is definitely purely focused on a laptop design now. It has an all-metal body. It's got that 8th generation Intel processor on board as well. Or should I say, underneath the board. And a screen resolution up to 4K. Yes, up to is what I said. That's depending on what model you're going to get. Other than that, though, that's pretty much it. Don't look for anything grand when it comes to software. In fact, Google says they're focusing more on fixing bugs more than anything. As far as costs go, it's going to be anywhere from about $649 all the way up to about $1,400. Regardless of what you get, though, shipping will be on November 15th. Now, from phones and tablets, or should I say laptops, we head on over to the Nest. Google has introduced a new miniature smart speaker this time around, going by the name of the Nest Mini. So, what's on board the Nest Mini? Well, improved bass is what they're saying. And if you don't have any room to lay it down, you can hang it on the wall thanks to a new wall mount. They're also saying it has a dedicated machine learning chip for local processing too. Take that with what you will. Machine learning chip and AI combined in your home. I don't know how I feel about that, but anyways, it's only going to set you back about $50 if you're willing to take the plunge. And Google will be rolling this thing out globally on October 22nd. Now, while we're in Nest land, let's talk about the Wi-Fi router and the Wi-Fi point. It's Google's next version of their own branded routers. The new Nest Wi-Fi router is now designed to bring more smart Wi-Fi into your home. The smart aspect being that it has Google Assistant support right on board. Plus, it has the companion Wi-Fi point device, which also includes a built-in speaker, not only extending your network coverage, but giving you access to your assistant whenever you may need it. Shipping for these two devices will start on November 4, and that will be for the Wi-Fi router and the point. Together will cost about $270, or you can even get a three-pack. That actually includes two point devices for about $350. All right, so we got to end on the earbuds. Probably one of the most anticipated things we were wanting to see, and we got to see it. We just can't buy it yet. In fact, we're not going to be able to buy this until next year. Yeah, those Pixel Buds. They got a dedicated chip for on-device machine learning, of course. Hey, that sounds familiar, yeah. They also support now hands-free Google Assistant access. The earbuds also now have adaptive sound to adjust volume based on your environment. Meaning if you're in a place that's really noisy, yeah, it's going to turn up the sound for you. Or vice versa. We do at least have a price point right now, $179, but we gotta wait till the spring of 2020. Aw, man. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yes, is our website. It's also powered by those wonderful people over there at TSO Host. If you're looking for wonderful customer service, great, reliable web hosting at an affordable price, you should give them a try. TSOhost.com. Give us a like over there on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and you can come join our BTN community over at our Slack room. It's simple to do, and you have no idea how much fun you're missing missing out on, we'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.